Blog Talk Radio.
He's got the whole net in his hands. He's got the whole wide net in his hands. He's got the whole internet in his hands. He's got the world wide web in hands. He's got pissy little smart marks in his hands. He's got pissy little smart marks in his hands. He's got pissy little smart marks in his hands. And tonight I'm gonna get them a new one. How you doing? Feels good, don't it? You know what I do when I'm unhappy? I'll tell you what I do. I go and I listen to a song, or I go for a walk, or I go watch a movie, or I just come in here and put my headphones on, like I said, listen to a song, just, you know, lock out the world for a while. But you see, or yeah, I'll even get online. But the thing is, I don't tweet my displeasure constantly. I don't make hour-long YouTube videos talking about how I'm unhappy. That's the case with the internet wrestling community, because the only thing that they really know how to do is sit behind a keyboard and cry. Well, I'm in the wrestling business. I'm going to tell you right now, the IWC is mine. With that being said, welcome to the show. Let's see if we can get this clown fearing, gray loving, Dean Ambrose licking, Rihanna hair stealing girl on here. You're on.
Oh, I didn't know if I was on or not. I heard a beep, and I thought maybe that was, like, my phone or something, so I didn't know what that was. But, yeah, okay. Well, I'm rainy, as y'all know. And so what's got you down tonight? You sound like you're blah, like me. I'm blah right now, too. But...
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. I got Christian Grey to be a guest tonight.
Yeah, right. If you ever find him, tell me about him.
I'm not going to. If I find him, I'm going to kill him.
There's no Christian Grey.
And give you the bloody knife.
But, yeah.
Now,
so have you watched
let's
that
go ahead
trailer,
and discuss.
Though?
What?
Have you watched the trailer that I posted on my Facebook page of the movie?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, it's not what you think it is. It's classy, so, yeah. Anyway.
Classy? Oh, you mean trashy. Okay.
No. But let's not go on to that, because you know I can talk on that forever, so let's move on to something else.
Yeah, she can fuck on that forever. Now, I want to go ahead and talk about this video that I came across on Facebook early this morning. And it has to do with Steve Austin's show, where he basically told the Cena haters to shut the fuck up. Now everybody's saying they lost a lot of respect for Stone Cold, that he's pandering towards John Cena, the WWE. Paying him to say good things about John Cena. Why does the WWE need to pay him to say anything? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. See, the thing about being a delusional idiot is this. You don't really think these thoughts. You put these thoughts in your head that this is what is really happening. And sooner or later, you're in the mindset that you actually think is really happening. That's what delusion is.
Oh. And just like John Cena is going to pick up just like The Rock and going to move to Hollywood and star in a lot more movies and quit wrestling?
I've defended The Rock, too. He has the right to do as he pleases. If you don't like the fact that he decided he wanted to go to Hollywood, that's your fucking problem. He had the right to do as he to do what he did, and he's very, very good at it. So all of you sitting out there saying, go back to making movies. Get the fuck out of here, Rock. Fuck you, Rock. Go back to making... No, fuck you. You arrogant little bastard. Let's see. Which one of you is making money doing movies, millions of dollars a year, perhaps, and which one of you is still an arrogant little Marxist behind a computer? It doesn't have to take long to do the math. The fat out of shape chick, or the chick who puts a whole lot of makeup on, that sits in the crowd with her Cena hating boyfriend, decides that she's going to hate on John Cena too because her boyfriend hates him, or just flat out because, especially, well, this girl may not even have a boyfriend, but she looks like a ripoff of Velvet Sky. Randy already knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Once again, she looked like a ripoff of Velvet Sky. The only difference is her tits are bit. Her tits are real.
And how do you know they are?
Well, who knows? They probably aren't. I don't know. But I told you, there are just certain fans I don't ever want to meet. Because if I do meet them, they're gonna get the worst verbal beatdown ever. They're going to get ripped new, asshole. They are going to seriously hate me. They're going to want to punch me in the face. And sometimes I wish a wrestling fan would take a shot at me like they say they're going to take shots at John Cena. You know what I mean? I wish they would so I could throw them through a goddamn window. Just one of them. I want to throw just one of these little idiots through a window. Now, as far as me goes, you know, I know a lot of you know that I'm in the wrestling business now and I'm getting into it and I'm going to be a professional wrestler later on down the line. Some of you say, well, you're going to have to deal with the fans down the line. Correction. I'm going to deal with the real fans. I don't have to deal with smart marks. Sign an autograph for you. I don't have to take a picture with you. I don't have to do shit. Now, if you're going to come up to me telling me that John Cena can't wrestle, I'm going to tell you, you don't know anything. Because you forget that you are a fan and that's all you are, a fan. Act like it, you little bastard. Oh, sure. I know what you're going to do. If John Cena continues to remain WWE champion, which I've already said that he probably will not, at least not after SummerSlam, you and your best friend Mark, like Triple H said, you're going to stop watching. Well, me and my best friend Brain are going to continue to watch. You know, Brain, he's also got one too. Now, what else is current? I'm pretty sure everybody saw Battleground, but before I get into that, let me take the time to go ahead and promote my very first upcoming show that I will be taking part in as a ring announcer, and it's entitled Real South Wrestling Federation Back to School Blast. And let me pull up the picture. Give me a second.
While you're doing that, I want to say congratulations on making the show. And I hope it's a really good one, and good luck to you.
Rainy.
Yeah.
Lux for losers.
All right, then.
But thank you.
You're welcome. Or I should say, you're welcome.
Now, where is that picture? Here it is. Real South Wrestling Federation Back to School Blast. Admission is $10. Children 6 through 12 years old can get in for $5, and kids 5 and under can get in for free. It's bringing back old school with a new twist. It will be Saturday, August 2nd. The bell time is 8 p.m. The location is 3715 South Perkins Road in Memphis, Tennessee. And wrestlers that are performing on the show will be giving away free school supplies at the intermission. Once again, wrestlers will be giving away school supplies during the intermission. So, if you are in the Memphis area and you would like to see some great wrestling, please come down and check us out. I will be there, of course. I will be your ring announcer. Come and see the talent. Come and see myself. Come and see my mentor. We are going to have a great time. And we're going to show you some guys. We're going to show you guys some real good Memphis wrestling. And sooner, I will be involved in it myself. So, come out and support us, Memphis, Tennessee. And anybody that's out in the Memphis area, come support us. Once again, the location is 3715 South Perkins Road in Memphis, Tennessee. Admission is $10. Children 6 through 12 years old can get in for $5, and kids 5 and under get in for free. It is RSWF Back to School Blast. And once again, it is Saturday, August 2nd, bell time, 8 p.m., and wrestlers will be giving away free school supplies during the intermission. Bring your family. Bring everybody. And if your best friend is named Mark Smart, leave him at home. No, I'm serious. Leave him at home, because I will have no problem dropping that microphone, going outside the ring and beating his ass. All right? Now.
All right.
Now, is there anything that you would like to talk about besides that bullshit dirt sheet that you read on Bleacher Report that I told you to take down? Well, not take down. You took it down yourself, but I told you to stop buying into?
No, because let's see. If they're not, you know, have faith in him, then why are they pushing him?
Oh, that's the first common sense thing you said since reading that damn story. Makes sense, right?
Right.
They're pushing him and they're giving him all this TV time, yet they have no faith in him. That sounds more like the internet wrestling community on Bleacher Report trying to start shit, trying to stir up the pot, trying to get people to think one thing and think a whole entire different thing so they can bash it WWE. So that's why I'm telling you once again, Miss Raindrop, to not be so quickly to buy into this crap, because you seem like you pretty much bought into it when you posted it.
Well, no, I didn't, but, I mean, still. Anyways, did you hear about CM Punk getting sued because he walked out of his contract early?
And where'd you hear this from?
It was going around. I'm surprised you didn't see it.
But you shouldn't be surprised that I'm not here because I don't pay attention to that crap.
I know, but I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. But did you see the videos and stuff of him Monday night whenever he was co-hosting the red carpet for an award show and stuff like that?
Yes, I seen that, and I replied, now shut up.
Yeah.
As in, you see he's doing fine, you see he's living his life, you see he's breathing, he's living, he's doing pretty much what he wants, now shut up.
Yeah. But yeah, what do they do whenever AJ is fighting? Chant his name.
Oh, That's so awesome. Not.
Who do you think is going to be against Roman Reigns coming into SummerSlam? Because I heard that it was Kane going to be against him, or Randy Orton's going to be against him, or Triple H is going to be against him.
No idea.
Because some people saying that, well, it won't be Randy or Kane, because they're going to have pretty much have a match between each other because of, you know, the fallout they had. And so it's going to be Triple H versus Roman Reigns. But, you know, whatever, because, you know, it's still going to be entertaining either way. So.
We'll see.
Brock Lesnar came back Monday night, as you saw. And with Paul
Didn't Heyman, I tell you that was going to happen?
I know. We all knew that was going to happen, you know. But, yeah.
But and, people were bitching anyway. You know why? Because it's cool to bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Brock was going to come back. Now I hate him. Why did he have to come back?
Shut the fuck up.
And it's Cesaro still a Paul Heyman guy because he wants to, you know, be a Triple H guy now or, you know, something else. But,
makes sense.
And then all that mess, we know that Rusev and Jack Swagger, USA versus Russia stuff. I don't know. It's a good, you know, feud storyline, you know, but some people take it, you know, so seriously. As you saw on Facebook.
What did I see on Facebook?
About, you know, that the that storyline with Rusev and Lana. About what happened, you know, in the current news.
Makes. I'm not worried about it. If anything, just keep doing it, just piss off Saturday.
Because, you know, they get like, I don't know, they get so. Well, didn't they have this all planned, you know, months ago? So how can they, you know. Never mind, I'm not even getting into it either. That's just why. No. Let's see.
Hey, Lana's not looking so ravishing right now, is she?
And,
five pictures I feel beautiful in.
Zack Ryder's
you know,
telling. People are starting to talk about Zack Ryder now since he's, quote, getting a push.
Uh-huh.
And what was you going to say?
I said, I see that you're doing this five pictures that make me feel ugly thing now.
Well, people kept on tagging me in it, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll finally do it. But I didn't tag anybody because I hate whenever people, like, tag me in pictures, like, with 30 other people because they keep on, like, spamming my, you know, my picture and my text messages. I'm like, okay. So that's why, you know, I don't tag, like, 30 million people in my picture. But, yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to post five pictures that make me feel beautiful. And now I'm going to have middle fingers.
Those five pictures that took a long time to find because So it's like, okay, which picture do I want to post? Which picture do I want to put in there? And blah, blah, blah. And I already was starting having a headache, and I was like, this is giving me another headache. What am I doing this for?
Oh, that reminds me. Let me read this out right now. Saturday, August 2nd, RSWF just signed one of the best tag teams in the state of Tennessee. The Tate Twins, Brandon and Brent from Knoxville, Tennessee, will be making their Memphis debut with some of the great high-flying action. So come out and enjoy some great old-school, new-school wrestling with a twist. RSWF is about to rock the city of Memphis by bringing in great young talent and each and every Saturday night at 3715 South Perkins and Cromwell, suite number 21. Okay, now keep going.
Okay. I don't know what else to say. What are you going to say?
Not a goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say something. Did you, well, no, because you didn't watch a trailer. But at the end of the trailer, it had this really, like, dark and deep remake of Crazy in Love with Beyonce, and oh my goodness, it's like so haunting. And I swear, I watched that trailer like 40 times today. I cannot stop watching it. Well, I guess I have, because I've been talking to you for the past 20 minutes, so I have stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, and
okay.
People like, can we get Beyonce to be on Raw? Because that'll pull a lot more people in and a lot more money.
What will put in a lot more money?
Huh?
What?
I don't know, but since they had, you know, Flo Rida on there last week, people think that, oh, well, now it's Beyonce's turn to sing. Or, you know, someone else's turn to come on there and sing. No comment on that either.
Never do.
Okay.
So what are you doing out there? Your pussies call in if you want to be useful for once in your lives.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Just make sure you're not Clinton Yuba. Well, on second thought, Clinton, go ahead and call in because we need some entertainment. I need something to laugh at, so. Go ahead and call in. Anyway.
Say something.
You, a jar of all my STDs.
What? Oh, do you watch that that show, Big Brother?
No.
Why not? It's a really good show. It's not like those other stupid shows on TV. I've been watching Big Brother for like the past 15 years.
What's the point?
The point of watching the show or the point of the show?
The point of the show.
The point of the show is, like, you're stuck in the house with, like, 15 other people, and you have no outside communication. You're, like, in there with no TV, no cell phone, no anything. But then outside, it's, like, a swimming pool and gym and stuff like that, so you can get away from people. But whoever plays the game better and doesn't get, you know, voted out at the end, then you'll win $500,000. And you go, like, through so many competitions and stuff, so.
I'd rather shoot myself. No offense to the show. Now, when I say that about Jersey Shore, then that is an offense to the show, but this is not an offense to that show.
Well, it's interesting more than, you know, those new shows are coming out with now, like, Dating Naked. Like, really?
Hey, I will say this right now. If you plan on watching that show, kill yourself.
Like, what happened to the old day shows? Like, really good ones.
They died because they weren't dramatic enough.
I think they weren't real enough.
Hang on.
Okay. I got a question.
All right, now. What?
What? Who, in your opinion, has the best gimmick and the worst gimmick of wrestling right now?
I can't really comment on that because if I say, I would say Adam Rose, but then again, his gimmick is not meant to be taken serious, and not to mention, you know, that's just, you know, my stupid fan side talking, so I can't really, so I'm not really going to comment because I really don't know because a lot of my views are probably too, you know, mark-based.
Okay, so you can't say who's best? Opinion?
I try to sound logical and fair, and
that
plays a big role in the type of person I am. I'll go ahead and say that Roman Reigns is doing pretty good.
Roman Reigns is doing pretty good, and you already know my other answer, but still. Dean's doing pretty good.
I'm sure you think so.
Well, he is, isn't he?
No, I'm sure you think so.
And the Wyatts are still holding strong.
Yep, they got everybody on their dicks.
Ray Wyatt, can I start you doing? That's going around about somebody's like either a current superstar, like, redoing their character, or, like, a new star coming that's, like, a Legion of Doom, like, character or something, like, dressed up. It doesn't show their face or anything, but it just has, like, that picture.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, if you haven't, I'll send it to you after the show here. And you'll... I don't know. People's, like, saying that it might be Kane, like, 60
seconds of my ass. Shut up.
What?
Saying we got 60 more seconds on the air and then we're not gonna be live anymore.
I know. I can look at my phone and read.
I can look at my phone and read.
Third.
I'm surprised you can read.
Oh. And why is that?
Huh?
I've been reading since I was like 2.5 years old, 3 years old.
Really?
I'm reading, yeah.
Well, did you introduce yourself yet?
What? Yes, I introduced myself like at the first of the show.
No. I said, did you douche yourself yet?
Shut up. No.
Go buy yourself a douche.
No.
Why are you saying you want to fuck? I said douche yourself.
I didn't say I wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading my past comments on your status? Because I said it like hours ago.
No. I'm actually, they're on my mind right now. So I'm just bringing them up. So go
no
buy a
comment.
Douche.
No. Why? Why should I?
Because you might be a little smelly down there.
No, I am not.
Yeah, only God knows. Pussy smell like garbage.
Like you would know.
I can smell it all the way over here.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Anybody? Does anybody
nope.
have any traitors in their lives?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take a bit of a break and play this little song. This song is for all those haters and backstabbers, and to one backstabber in my life in particular, who I no longer talk to because she decided to do was more important than her best friend. We will be right back. Well, we'll be right back after, we'll be right back as soon as I feel like talking again.
I'm not a criminal, I'm not the villain, yeah, this is personal, a drive-by killing, your gun are loaded, and your life are the bullet, so here is the trigger, go ahead and pull it now. Are you sure you wanna play this game? Are you sure you wanna play it? Only thing worth it. Only thing worth it. Just like brothers, and we had each other. We were down for the good times. We were there for the trouble, like a thief in the night. Broad daylight, you stole my sanity. Now you are the enemy. Yeah. Are you sure you wanna play this game? I
baby,
what happened with love first, but just then it's when we're changing our whole time. Yeah, I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you will make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the waves get rough. I don't wanna stand the day we say we've had enough. And I don't wanna fight this war, but it's coming off my lips.
Okay, everyone, wake the fuck up. I'm back.
Hey, also, whenever I was hearing those songs, I remembered, since I've been listening to that CD for, like, since it came out, the Fozzy's new CD, Do You Want to Start a War? And it's a really good CD. You should check it out.
I'll see.
Huh?
I'll see. I'll check it out.
Really good one. I love the song When the Lights Go Out. It's like,
I'm sure you do.
I don't know. I can't explain it, but
you posted it.
Yeah, I know. And there's like some other songs in there that I really love on there. He covered a, I don't know how to pronounce the band, but I'm just going to say he covered the song SOS. That was a song back in the day, yeah. Well, before my time. I don't know if it was before your time. Well, yeah, it was before your time too, because aren't you like a girl younger than I am or something? How old are you? Hello.
What?
Did you hear anything I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
I said, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Are you younger than I am or are you older than I am?
I'm only older than you by a mile.
I'm 22. You're not older than I am by a mile.
I'm 23.
Oh, well, I'll turn 23 in 202 days.
Oh, show me you care.
Sorry, what was that?
I said I'll turn 23 in February.
Got my white flag up.
Say that again.
No.
It's waiting.
Hello.
Okay.
Cause you know this love's worth saving, baby.
What are you watching?
I'm watching you strip.
Yeah, right.
I know. I don't know. I'm watching Beyond Scared Straight and listening to people argue about LeBron James on my Facebook. Morons.
That's a pretty good show, though.
What's a pretty good show?
The show you're watching.
It's a useful show.
Yeah. It shows you how not to be.
One person injured on swing ride at Fantasy Island. Wow.
Where did you hear that?
It's on my feed. It's back in Buffalo.
Oh.
Fantasy Island is located about a couple miles outside of Niagara Falls. It's a theme park.
You hear about Lorraine? That her doctor office place, that if she had an appointment today, that she could have been shot because her the place that she goes to her appointments at, someone shot somebody there, and she was like, thank God that she didn't have an appointment today.
The fuck are you talking about?
Lorraine. If you read,
I know who
like
you're talking
post-
about. That was my expression,
what?
Dummy. That was my expression.
What?
That was my expression.
Oh. All right.
1, 2, 3, I don't need a need.
No.
I need a need, and I'm caught in between. And 1, 2, 3, Peter Pan, that's free. And that was free to see everybody.
Why no? Oh, so you don't like the song. Well, how about this one?
An awful and thrilling new living sound.
I got something to tell you.
What?
Just wait a second. I got something to tell you, but I got to find the song first.
No, you're not playing that song.
What song do you think I'm going to play?
I'm not sure, but I know I have a pretty good answer, but I don't feel like saying it. So go ahead and play the song.
No, it's something else. I have something to tell you.
Good.
She rolled around, sitting on doves, can't buy out of town trucks, cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place, close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it. It's your body is a porta potty. When you get a whiff of my Hershey stain,
that's just nasty.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to you.
No, you're
I'm gonna let you. Huh?
I said, no, you're fucking not.
Why not?
Because it's, like, so friggin' stupid.
What, did I want to piss on you?
That's just nasty.
I want to piss on you.
No, thank you.
Yes, I do. I'll piss on you. I-